It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Summit County, home to several Colorado ski resorts, has declared a workforce housing crisis. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The Summit Board of Commissioners passed a resolution that says it's essential the county increase the number of affordable workforce housing units. They're calling on governments, businesses, and employers to find ways to address the workforce housing shortage and asking Governor Polis to use federal COVID relief money to help. The resolution, which has no binding action attached to it, says that doing nothing will, quote, result in irreversible changes to the fabric of the community. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There is another spot in Denver for people who need a temporary place to spend the night. The city's fourth site, called a safe outdoor space, opened last night at a church parking lot in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood. It can take in up to 40 people each night. Plans are underway for the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo later this summer. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Concerts, cows, corn dogs, crazy competitions, and carousels. A traditional state fair is back on tap this summer, provided the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't worsen. Colorado State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller says his team is excited and optimistic.
We're rooted and grounded in reality, so we know, like everybody else over the last, 18 months, has learned that things can change, you know, on a moment's notice.
The location was used earlier this year for a mass COVID vaccination site. Now, Stoller says there's already plenty of familiar activities happening at the fairgrounds, including smaller events like weddings or quinceaneras, and large ones like the Rocky Mountain Street Rod Nationals car show that typically draws thousands of spectators. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
We got a first look Wednesday at what could be Colorado's next new arrangement of congressional districts. A preliminary map shows the state's new 8th district in Denver's north suburbs. Nearby District 7 would expand to the south. There will be meetings to get public comment on the proposed new map. And in a few minutes, we'll talk with CPR's Caitlin Kim in Washington, D.C. about how the new map could affect the party makeup of the state's growing congressional delegation. All across the state, it's cooler temperatures today and into the weekend. 80s around Metro Denver and along the Front Range this afternoon. 80s in Grand Junction, in Vail, highs in the 70s. This is CPR News.